Hey, now, let's go to our third hour. I'm Jim Rome. It's a good day. Having fun today. I knew I would. I knew that I would. I mean, I do every single day, but I knew today was going to be good. And not in like a, it's Friday. I'm not about that life.
Today's Friday.
Neither is he, clearly. Let's do a quick pop quiz. Quick trivia or a quick test for y'all. Pop quiz. Name this Belichick.
Prime time with Chris Berman back when I lived in Cleveland and just watching highlights, learning, going into my dad's office. And
See, that's a dead giveaway, going into my dad's office. Come on, Alvy. This program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Coming up next segment, Dan Wojcicki, LA Times national NBA reporter, joins us. So we'll talk association coming up next. We've been hitting the NFL hard. It is championship week. Yogi Roth was in to talk Pac-12 title, championship game, and also whether or not Utah, if they get by Oregon, if they're college football playoff material. He said absolutely they are. They should be top four. We talked that. We talked about the Dallas Cowboys coming out last night and looking great in that opening drive against Chicago. And it finally looked like, all right, they got the memo. They showed up. They're ready. Then they come out and they actually turn Chicago over defensively. The first time they had forced a turnover in 250 snaps. So it was all right there. And then Chicago hit back. Dallas got glassed. And that was that. Speaking of glassed, Andy Ruiz weighing in at 15 and a half pounds heavier than he was for his first fight with Anthony Joshua. It's kind of hard to imagine. His trainer thought he was too heavy for the first fight, and then he comes in, he hits the scales at 283. So if you want to talk about somebody gaining weight, that's fine. That's fair game. We can hit on that. I don't want to hear about Carson Daly and how he looks. But if it impacts performance and you're an athlete, and especially if you're a fighter, then it's fair. Let's go to the phones, and I do want to talk about my new dream. But when a smack-off champ calls the program, I put aside what I want to hit, and I go right to the phones. This guy was the champ back in 01. At least I think. I never really know. When I see Silk Bra on the phones, I never know if it's silk or the fake silk. Come on. The fake silk. Let's go to Huntington Beach. What's up, Bra?
What's up, Bra?
That's the real thing. What's up, Silk?
How was your Thanksgiving, Bra?
Good, dude. How about you?
It was good, and I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you and the crew because, once again, I used the beautiful Masterbuilt smoker you guys gave me and did the 25-pound bird in there with a mix of cherry and apple wood, and I threw in a little baked mac and cheese in there, too, Bra. It was super
incredible.
Sweet,
Bra. Right on. Good job.
All right, listen, Bra. You know I love Yogi Roth. The guy surfs, but he's got to know better. He's judging this Helton decision in a vacuum. Is Helton a nice man? Is he a good guy? Sure he is. Everybody says that. Has he been dealt a bad hand with injuries and things? Sure. Are they showing improvement? Yes. But, Bra, you know this too. It's not just about that. It's about L.A. It's about filling a 90,000-seat building. It's about the pipeline from Modern Day and Bosco and places like that being turned to the SEC and no longer going to SC. It's about the boosters. It's about the license plate frames. Yogi's great, but he can't go to these boosters and seats and ticket holders and say, Clay Helton is locating his chakras and you guys should meditate and go surf in San Sebastian. That'll work on me, bro. I'm not an SC fan. I went to the Harvard or the West Coast, Cal State, Long Beach. But you can't look at it that way. It's Hollywood. It's not good enough to like take 4 years to get better and then start to compete. They'll give someone a couple down seasons, then they want national championships right after that. So seeing Ed Orgeron's success, the Peterson decision, and listen, their administration's been a mess. It's a private school. What are you going to do? But, brah, Yogi, I guarantee you, his platitudes and analysis, while it may be correct in a vacuum, is falling on deaf ears up in Trojan land, brah. Listen, have a good weekend. I'll be at Javier's this evening for a happy hour, brah. Talk to you later.
Nice job, Silk. Well done. Straight take, Silk.
Bruh.
You clones would probably say, yeah, that was good. Much better than Silk Bragg last time. In fact, Silk was so straight, he forgot to do what he does with Alvin at the end of the phone call.
Bruh.
But it's better than the fake Silk. Although many of you feel like the fake Silk is always better than the real Silk.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
You know, actually, Silk's right. And he's not. But he is. He's right. Yogi Roth nailed that take about Clay Helton and USC and what Helton's meant to them and why that was the right move to bring him back. Like, I never argue with Yogi when it comes to college football or really anything. I hold Yogi in the highest regard. But Silk is right when he says Trojan fan doesn't give a damn. Trojan fan doesn't want to hear about any of that. He's right, but it doesn't mean they're right. He's right about them. This is what I tried to say the other day, and a couple of you Trojan fans came up in here and said, come on, Rome, peel back the onion. Come on, Rome, do your research. What I said to you was this. I know you're upset. I know you're pissed. I know you don't want Clay Helton. I'm not even saying that Clay Helton is the best that you can do, although he's much better than you're giving him credit for. What I'm saying, Trojan fan, is if you thought that it wasn't going to go like this, you're not paying attention. Herb was not coming. James Franklin was not coming. And the reason for this, and especially as it relates to Herb, he was not coming because there is a $20 million buyout for Clay Helton and his staff. They were not going to write that check. I don't care how rich your boosters are, how badly you want to win, how badly you want to be like the way it used to be with Pete Carroll. Nobody was coming in there and scratching $20 million worth of checks for this guy not to coach. That's point number one. Number two, it's a scandal-ridden you right now. You've got two different federal investigations ongoing right now. When you look at Herb and his past, there was no way they were going to bring him and drop him into that situation. You're just being absurd. You myopians are not being pragmatic or realistic. The guy was not coming. Even Silk right there just said, what about Chris Peterson? Does Chris Peterson look like a Hollywood guy to you? Does Chris Peterson look like somebody who wanted to come to L.A. and deal with that? No, that's not what he's about. That's not his deal. So what I'm saying is, I know you're pissed. I'm not saying you shouldn't be pissed. I'm saying you're not being realistic at all, and you have no idea what's going on in your own backyard if you really thought Herb was coming. If you've been paying attention for the last several weeks and months, you would know there was no way that guy was coming off of the set and dropping down to take care of your program. They weren't hiring him, and they weren't going to write those checks to make Helton go away. And yes, I understand you're pissed that Ed Orgeron's not there and that he's killing it right now. USC fan really is the best. Dropping Orgeron when y'all wanted Sark over him because Sark was so much sexier than Orgeron. I don't remember all you Trojan fans being up in arms for Ed O. It's so USC of you. Very rich. Now you're all coming back. The same ones that wanted to get rid of Ed are like, hey, man, what about Ed? We could have had Ed. You mean the same Ed that you bum-rushed out of town when he wanted to stay? You always want the other, sexier option. But now you're doubling back with your revisionist history. Oh, yeah, we could have had Ed. You didn't want Ed at that time. Ed didn't have the look. Ed wasn't sexy enough for you back then, but Sark was. But Sark was. How'd that work out? I'm not saying that Helton is Pete Carroll. I'm not saying that. I'm saying he is better than you're giving him credit for. But what I'm saying most of all is, man, stop with this nonsense about we could have had Herb. You weren't getting Herb. He wasn't coming. He didn't want you, or they didn't want him, but it was clear he was not coming. Why are you so surprised by that? And again, I'm not emotional. I don't give a damn. I just don't care. I didn't go there. I don't care if you win. I don't care if you lose. I'm totally objective. But you're not. 1-800-636-8686. Silk Bra coming in and get racked. He won a smack off. Let's go to Little Rock, Arkansas. Dan. It's good to have you, Dan. How are you?
Yo, JP Rome, thanks for the vine. It's actually
it.
Ben, but I won't hold that against you, brother.
That's not a good call. No. You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
That's my favorite. All right, so again. That literally is like our fault. And when I say our fault, I mean Hawk's fault, but I'm the leader of the group, so I will assume that. I got that guy's name wrong. That's one of my favorites. So, and again, couldn't have been nicer. I said Dan in Little Rock. Not only was he ready when I still went there, he very calmly said, yo, actually, it's Ben, but I'm not going to hold that against you. And then Alvin ran him. Alvin, why did you run a guy who corrected our mistake? Why? Alvin said, quote, dude, rule number one, do not correct the host. Dan, Ben, who cares? I don't know, Alvin, to be fair, and I appreciate that you got my back, Alvin, I really do. We did butcher the guy's name. The guy did correct our mistake. It's okay to correct. You know me, I'm all about accountability and responsibility. So it's okay to correct the host. Alvin's like, dude, don't correct the host. Yeah, but the host is wrong sometimes. Like, I was wrong about that. I was wrong because Hawk gave me the wrong name, but I am the leader of the group. It came out of my mouth. My name is on the marquee. I make the most money. I will own it. You can't run a guy. All right, so this is what happened. Dan, it's good to have you, Dan. How are you?
Yo, JP Rome, thanks for the vine. It's
you got
actually
it.
Ben, but I won't hold that against you, brother.
That's not a good call. No. You don't like that call.
I don't like that call.
Hey, let me ask you something, Dan. You weren't going to hold it against me that we got your name wrong, and I appreciate it. Are you going to hold it against me that we got your name wrong, you corrected it, and then we ran you? Are you going to hold that against me? I know you're not going to hold the first thing against me, but, and you're a good guy for that. You're the best guy ever if you don't hold that against me, though. The fact that we ran you when you were right and we were wrong. Arkansas, Dan.
It's not smooth, this guy.
It's good to have you, Dan. How are you?
What's up, JP Rome?
Yo, JP Rome, thanks for the vine. It's
you got
actually
it.
Ben, but I won't hold that against you, brother.
I'm glad you won't, Ben, because you just got run. Ben. Hey, Ben, brother, I'm sorry. Consider this an official apology from me. We should not have done you like that. Alvin, I know you get defensive and you got my back and it gets all personal and stuff. You know, funny thing about Alvin, Alvin likes everybody. Alvin will never get aggro with anybody. But for some reason, every once in a while, if you come in here and you correct me like that, Alvin takes that personally and he will hammer you. Just like he did Dan or Ben or whoever the hell you are. Just kidding. Ben, JP Rome, it's actually Ben, but I'm not going to hold that against you. Well, I'm glad. Thanks for not holding that against me, Dan. Hey, Dan, I appreciate you. Now meet my good friend, LT.
But I won't hold that against you, brother.
That's not a good call. No.
Yo, brother, you ever heard of LaDainian Tomlinson? Well, you have now. Sorry about that, bro. Sincerely, sorry about that. That's on us, not you. You got your telephone number. You know where to find me on Twitter. Any Bills Mafia want to get up in here? Actually, he was a member of the Mafia. He just didn't get a chance to show it because he got run. Pretty rich of us to get a guy's name wrong and then run him for correcting us. That's a great moment for us, Alvin. Pretty rich of us to hammer a guy for mispronouncing his name, having him correct us, and we're like, oh yeah, really? How's this feel? How about this, Ben or Dan or John or whoever you were? If we have you in the year in review, would that make up for it now? I'll make up for it now. I'll put you in the year in review.
I'll make up for it now.
How would that go? All right, so when we come back, we'll talk to Dan Wojcicki. Alvin's week in review. The week that was also coming up. Man, I'm trying to get to my dream. I've got a dream. And I will mix that in before the end of the hour. Let's take a short timeout. We'll come right back. And Dan Wojcicki is, in fact, next.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Best part of the week. Welcome back. Rolling through hour number three. Albie's week that was coming up next segment. I just put up a quick tweet. I mentioned on the air the Jacksonville tour stop back in the day. Stucknut, jungle historian with the pick. I retweeted that. Look for that at Jim Rome. As promised, we're joined by a national NBA writer for the LA Times, a dad rock aficionado. He's a good friend of the program. Comes on this show, has come on our TV shows. He is Dan Wojcicki. Dan, what's going on? How are you?
Hello, Jim. I'm great.
Hello, Dan. I'm glad you're great. It's good to have you back. All right, let me start with the Clippers. They're 16-6. They start a really interesting road trip tonight in Milwaukee, which means we get Kawhi v. Giannis. For the first time since the conference finals last year, you've got a really good piece in the LA Times about this meeting. How much are you looking forward to it, and what kind of a battle are you expecting to see?
I mean, I think it's going to be a great game. You know, the Clippers haven't really found sort of who they are yet with Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. And typically in this league, great teams bring the best out of people. And so I think the Bucks will bring the best out of the Clippers. And I think the Clippers will kind of look as good as they've looked since these guys have been on the court together for the last couple weeks. And then the Bucks are playing as good as anybody in the NBA right now. You know, 13 wins in a row, really have a strong identity. And that, you know, Kawhi and Giannis aren't going to go head to head for 48 minutes, right? Like, that's just not going to happen. You know, Kawhi probably won't even start out guarding Giannis, but there are going to be moments in that game where those two guys are kind of staring each other down. And when that happens, you've got one of the most unique offensive players in you know, basketball history, really, in Giannis Antetokounmpo, looking at a guy in Kawhi Leonard who's one of the most unique, you know, defenders. And those little moments are going to be really fun. And they'll be fun on the other side of the ball, too, where, you know, obviously Giannis is a really good defender and Kawhi can score, too. So I'm really looking forward to it. You know, it's hard to get too excited about games, you know, before Christmas, but this should be a good one. I'm very lucky to be here to see it because these are teams that could meet in the finals, Jim. It's very realistic.
We're talking to Dan Wojcicki. I love that matchup, and I'm curious to see how that goes. So, Dan, you touched on this, but 22 games into the season and a much shorter time into Kawhi and Paul George playing together, where are the Clippers when it comes to being the finished article? What does their best look like, and how close are they to that?
I mean, I think we don't know, you know, what they're going to look like yet. They still haven't played with Landry Shamet yet, which is a shooter that they need, a floor spacer that they need. I don't think they're done in terms of roster construction, whether that's trading for Andre Iguodala or if he gets bought out. I do think there are pieces that will be added to this team still. And I don't know where they are or who they are, but I haven't gotten the sense from anybody that they're done. And then I think, you know, when you look at, it's hard for me to not compare them to the Lakers because the Lakers similarly, you know, two giant stars. Anthony Davis and LeBron James are just a much smoother, more seamless fit, right? You've got a guy with the ball, and you've got a big guy to pass the ball to. It's pretty simple. Kawhi and Paul George are a little more redundant, and I don't think it's a problem per se, but I do think it's taken a little more time, or it's definitely taken more time, to try to get those two guys optimized on the same page. I think there's a stat I saw that I think they in the games they played together, they've only both shot better than 40% one time. So they haven't really played well at the same time together. Now, the good news is that the Clippers are talented enough. If one of them plays well, they're probably going to win. And I think that's part of the reason why you put them together. So, you know, they're winning while they're learning, and I know they're happy with where they're at. I just don't think they're close to being where they could be.
Dan Wojcicki is a national NBA writer for the LA Times. Dan, go back to what you said about LeBron and AD. Like, it seems pretty simple. It seems pretty seamless. But if I told you that a quarter of the way through the season, the Lakers would be tied for the best record in the NBA, and they would be playing some excellent defense on top of that, if I had said that to you before the season, what would you have said?
I think the defense part is probably what it would have surprised me most, that Frank Vogel has been able to like implement his sort of ideas in the system and get those guys playing at a level and an intensity that, you know, quite frankly, LeBron didn't have last year. That's been a real sort of victory for them. I think, to me, Jim, when I watch the Lakers, the thing that I think about is, you know, that LeBron James had time off. You know, that he looks so energized. You know, he had an off season for really the first time, you know, in 15 years or 15 plus seasons, right, where he didn't play deep into June. There were no Team USA commitments, nothing like that. Like, this was get your body right, get your mind right, get ready for a season. And he's playing harder, particularly on defense, than he did a year ago. I think it's been a real success story, those two guys together. And then, you know, I think kudos to Rob Pelinka, kind of with his back against the wall after missing out on Kawhi Leonard in free agency. He kind of had to hurriedly assemble a team of role players, and they've done a good job of that, including Dwight Howard, who's been, you know, very, very good for them. You know, I don't think they're going to count on him making a lot of corner threes like he did at the end of that game in Utah. But after losing Dallas, to respond with, you know, really, really good victories in Denver and Utah, that's as tough of a back-to-back as you can play in the NBA. And you know, they're the best team in the league right now. And I don't know that they'll finish that way. I don't know that I think they have the best roster in the league, but I haven't seen a team that's playing better.
Dan Wojcicki is joining us. All right, Dan, before you go, the Rockets officially filed their protest yesterday over that Spurs game in which James Harden's dunk was not counted. What do you make of that situation, and is there any way that protest is going to be successful?
I mean, I think there's a chance, sure, but it's going to be hard to prove that, you know, a single missed call led to that result, right? I mean, this was a team that was still up, you know, pretty significantly late into that game and blew a lead. You know, I think to me, when I read the referee's sort of response to questions and the immediate aftermath of it, it's, you know, I think they were kind of like they equated it essentially to a blown goaltending call, right? And those happen, and it would be hard for me to see how the league would, you know, replay the final 8 minutes of a game or overturn a result. Like, it doesn't seem like there's an option there. I will say this: Houston does have a reputation of being sort of perpetually aggrieved. And it's part of it is the way James Harden plays, you know, how getting to the foul line is such a big part of what he does. So how he's officiated is always under scrutiny within that organization. And I think, you know, there's a little bit of irony that this happened to them. And it's, you know, it's a messy situation, obviously. You know, he scored the 2 points and they lost in double overtime. Like, they could have used that basket. But I really don't think that you can look at one call like that over the course of 48 minutes or 48 plus minutes in this instance and say, you know, this was the reason they lost. You know, you file the protest, you pay the fee to do so, and then you kind of see what happens. And my guess is that nothing does, but I would say there's a chance that there could be some action because the ball actually went through the hoop. But to me, to redo all of this stuff seems like it would be a big stretch for the league.
I think it'd be awesome, and it's not going to happen. But you imagine them running it back somewhere, Dan. Like, let's put 7:50 on the clock. I don't even care where they do it. They can do it there. They can do it at a local Y. Bottom line, so they're
They should do it somewhere fun.
Right. Yeah.
I agree.
So they're 14-7. They think they should be 15-6. Either way, what is your sense of the reunion between James Harden and Russell Westbrook?
I mean, I think that it's kind of gone the way that I thought it would. I think on a night-to-night basis, when I talk to execs and scouts about this, it's just on a nightly basis, they're just so hard to defend, right? You've got, you know, a generational player in James Harden, and you've got this guy in Russell Westbrook who, despite his efficiency woes, is, you know, it's like a brick is strapped to the gas pedal on a sports car, right? I mean, he's just all over the place playing so hard. He puts so much pressure on you. I think they're much easier to defend in the course of a playoff series than they are when you get them. You just see them once, you know, in the regular season, you don't really have a ton of time to prepare. You know, I think they're moving in a really good direction. I anticipate that they'll be one of the three best teams in the West. They'll be a top three seed. I think that's sort of the expectation I get from other teams around the league, that they'll be there. But they're also, you know, clearly, I think from a championship level, they're a tier below where the Clippers and the Lakers are in the West.
It's going to be really interesting. He is a national NBA writer for the LA Times. He is a good friend of the program. He is Dan Wojcicki. Dan, great job. Always good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
All right, Jim. Take care.
You too. Dan, great having you back. Dan Wojcicki. What do you think? I mean, there's a lot of basketball still to be played. Can you imagine a Laker-Clipper matchup in the postseason? 7 games. How do you think that might go? In other words, are the Lakers hot or are they this good? And what about the Clippers? They need more time together, Kawhi and Paul George, but they'll figure it out. So in terms of a matchup, a potential matchup between those two teams, how would that go? He said he's got the Rockets in the top 3, but they might not be in that upper tier with the top 2 in the West. All right, when we come back, Alvy's week that was, for sure. I'm going to try and get to my dream. I do have a dream. I'm on the road this weekend. I'm back in New York City for the NFL on CBS. Really looking forward to that. I'm talking, among other things, the NFC East, the Seahawks, Niners, Saints, Steelers. Jason Lockenfour and I will be in the A block. I will be on Tops with Amy Trask. So a big, big CBS day. I'm looking forward to it. That's Sunday. Time now for a sports update. Here it is. Last segment. Welcome back. Still a lot to get done. Don't go anywhere. It's Dell's biggest Cyber Monday week ever for business. You can save on powerful computers with Intel Core processors and free shipping. Just make sure you call 877-BUY-DELL, 877-BUY-DELL, or visit dell.com/SB Cyber Monday. In just one moment, we get to Alvin's week that was. Best segment of the week. But before we do so, I've been shouting out to the Bills Mafia. I knew it was only a matter of time before this guy came in. There's no way you have a game of this magnitude without this guy coming in. We already had one smack-off winner. This guy was a smack-off runner-up in 2019. He's Rick in Buffalo. Rick, what's going on? How are you?
Romy, my homie. Thanks for getting me in, brother. This city's all kinds of fired up for this weekend showdown with the Ravens. It's the biggest regular season game in these parts in a couple decades. And they're only getting bigger. But before looking ahead, Jim, I got to quickly look back at Thanksgiving Day in Dallas when Josh Allen pulled the ball out of that fourth down scrum, then muscled his way for the game-changing first down. He introduced himself to the entire football world as the next big thing. It reminded Bills fans of Jim Kelly's last-second dive between Dolphin defenders for the game-winning score in the 89 season opener, the moment the Super Bowl era officially began. And 30 years from now, we'll be looking back on Allen's play in the exact same light. This team's on the doorstep of something big, Jim. And it'll be on full-on display when they beat down Baltimore on Sunday. Now, I'm not sure if it's a Where's the Beef Friday, but I don't really care because you're getting mine anyways. Nothing pisses me off more than these pretentious a-hole parents who throw those lame gender reveal parties for their ugly unborn kids. Are they dense enough to think anyone actually gives a damn? Yeah, I'm looking right at you, Wells, in the 360. Old Wellesley's been taking his Twitter victory lap all week for that stupid name drop idea. But what everyone really needs to focus on is that pathetic sonogram video he posted last week, followed up by the cringeworthy gender announcement he made on the Woodscopes. And just like Dad, it's a girl. You can toughen up anytime now, big guy. War of the Bills running the table right through Super Bowl 54. War all the Springsteen talk on F107 of the podcast. War Trapper and Dana Point. Traps like us, babe. Thanks for the vine, Jim. I'm out.
Don't forget 30 pieces of silver, Rick. There was a lot of Springsteen talk on the pod with Michael Lombardi episode 107. Except Lombardi's not as angry as you are, Rick. Nobody is. Now you're taking runs at unborn kids. I love the guy. I do. Rick in Buffalo. You know, if it were anybody other than Brad, the BIC, I would say this about Rick. It's not a question of if, it's a matter of when. He will get a smack off. However, as long as the BIC is around, nothing is guaranteed. Nice job, Rick. Is it their time? Is Buffalo going to rise up and beat the Ravens? 1-800-636-8686. I like that he said also, I know it's not what your beef Friday. I don't give a damn. Wells, have some. Alvin, are you ready? Let's get it. Looking back on the week that was.
Welcome back, man.
Come on, yeah.
Welcome to the jungle. What's going on? A tremendous Monday to you. My name is Jim Rome. Hope you had a great holiday weekend, and it is really nice to be with you. Another big week. We are into the month of December. Let's make sure we finish this year strong. Did a college team really lose a football game because a player scored a TD, pretended to be a dog, relieving himself, got flagged, and then they missed the extra point? My man, if you're going to go with a celebration like that, in that situation, man, you better get your money's worth. Dog urination and then dog dumping. And you rip one of those little green bags out of your sock like you're cleaning up after the pooch.
For the touchdown! Oh my goodness, DeAndre!
That blow by handshake was bad. Just look the guy in the eye and say, nice job. You're not still waiting for a congratulations, are you? You know better than that. Think Bill Parcells ever congratulated me?
No disrespect.
I didn't think so. Get out of here, man.
He's upset that his idiot son is eating a cocktail of shrooms, Xanax, and a missing chromosome.
That was probably enough to do it, and even if it wasn't, he would have said something that was, so it was habit.
You know, I really feel that pretty unfair play.
It's unfair. It's not fair. That's not fair. That was not an Alabama team that deserved to be in the playoff. This guy's a sore winner and a sore loser.
I mean, I'll answer your questions, not your insults.
He is Jason Lockenfora, the Chargers. They find new and inventive ways to lose.
What are we doing right now? And do we just try to win a game with Rod Taylor.
Bob Myers.
I got all testosterone at work, and then at home it's a bunch of estrogen, and it works out good.
I love the crisp on the pork.
And you might not have thought that you needed to see Guy Fieri and Andy Reid break bread in the back of a barbecue kitchen, but you do. Dude dominated.
Oh, yeah.
60 yards, Russell.
It just makes it so much fun to be part of this whole thing. And so
Easy. Easy, BBP. When asked what he thought about Russ digging deep on what was not his best night, this is what Pete had to say. Easy. Jadeveon Clowney joins me for a few moments.
Oh, man, it's very hot, man. We just keep playing together and keep stacking wins together, and we're playing at a high level right now.
There's dumb, and then there's Josh Shaw dumb. He's in a league of his own. He is one of one. Take a bow, my man, because that is legendarily stupid. Danica.
We like to drink beer. We like to slam fireballs, and we like to bump ugly. That is Gardner Minshew for us. So that's what I'm with for the rest of the year. I'm out wrong.
Rackers.
I've got a golden ticket.
Troy Polamalu is my guest.
Hi, Jim. How are you doing? Great to hear from you. And I didn't know you were in Southern California as well. Very nice.
51 years old. So
man, it's all so good. My man was putting these gopher balls into two-way traffic 400 feet out. Smoke them if you got them, Chef.
Put it in the bag.
Deontay Wilder is my guest.
I'm the hardest hitter puncher in boxing history. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a set of skills. My grandma said I was anointed by God years ago. And I'm only letting this little light of mine shine.
My beef is with local radio sports talk honks who conduct an interview and not tell me who they're talking to. It's radio, dude. I can't see it.
What's a sound drop from the Jim Rome Show that can be said during sex? Giddy up, horse face!
Giddy up, horse face!
How does that work? Dude, who are you sleeping with? Boom! Out of here.
Boom. Hey. Out of here.
That's pretty respectful. Well, you clones are smooth. Boom, out of here, and now I'm done.
Boom. Now I'm done.
Mike Norvell.
Well, I'm doing well, Jim. Thanks so much for having me on, and it's always good on championship week to get a little jungle karma. Definitely excited about it.
Kill him right now!
I want to talk!
You kill him! You kill yourself, you mother...
Give me back my son!
Hello!
Glad you asked, John. Pretty intense. Hey, John. Like I said, this is not a kid's show. Clones, there's not a day that goes by that I don't think to myself, give me back my show. Give me back my show, clones.
Every time I have sex, during it, all I ever hear is, why? Why? And when I'm done, they always say, hit the road, Dad.
Is there a more horrifying concept than clones having sex? Dana White.
Yeah, same as it always is when I hear things from Colby Covington. You know, he says a lot of stupid stuff. He needs to worry about Kamaru Usman, who hates him, not whether I'm strapping the belt on him or not.
Peel the onion back a little bit.
If there's anybody who's ignorant, who's not paying attention, who's not doing the work, it's any of you Trojan fans who didn't see this coming.
Bring in some Trojan football.
Oh, that's a good idea. Bleep, Yogi Roth.
To me, if somebody says that, clearly you do not do any homework. If you have that take, your head's probably buried in a regional sandbox. But if you're given a national platform, it's an unfortunate abuse of that opportunity.
We are going to keep them touchdownless.
Alan Lazard is my guest. Yeah, and you mentioned Coach McCardell. How would he talk about the way he played the game and the things he
you
did?
You got to run. He used to always just be on the butt about not running hard enough.
Dan,
it's
you got
actually
it.
Ben, but I won't hold that against you, brother.
Do not correct the host. Sorry about that, bro.
What a call! Yeah! What a call!
I know we're not winning a lot. Come to check out the new arena.
I'll give myself a 10.
Unbelievable!
And Dane, can I get you these feet?
That's two for me.
It's two for me!
That's two for you. Brimsley, 2 minutes, brah.
Well done, young man!
You don't.
Used condoms. Bringing your own knife to a steakhouse.
I just had a malfunction.
I brought my towel.
Going into my dad's office.
No! Where's in the 360?
Good night now!
It's Friday night. I might go out to dinner. I wonder if I should bring my own steak knife. Time to... Alvin! Time to answer your Ask the Pros question, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts. For all of your car care needs, get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Dear Jim, end of the NFL season's coming up. How many more New York runs do you have? And have you lost any expensive Apple products recently? Thanks, Richie and Cerritos. Good question. All right, so again, the way my deal is set up, I have 8 appearances on the NFL on CBS. And usually 7 of them are in New York. 1 is in Los Angeles. This is number 7. Last I checked on my schedule, I was scheduled for the AFC Championship game. But I don't know. I got to check with my man Drew Kalisky. So, Richie, this is number 7 of 8. And I'm not sure where number 8 will be. Have I lost any expensive Apple products? No, but you know what my deal is? I got to come correct. I buy cases for the phone. That's my thing. That's my new addiction. And I don't even like the cases, really. I don't even know why I do it. Janet saw me the other night on Amazon. She's like, why do you do that? You do that all the time. I'm like, I was hoping you never noticed. All right, that's that. Why? I'll be in New York on Sunday morning. The NFL on CBS. Noon Eastern, 9 Pacific. Look for that. Huge call today brought to you by Dell. Dell's biggest Cyber Monday week forever for business. Save on powerful computers with Intel Core processors. Call 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/SB Cyber Monday. See ya.